This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, hump day, February 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. Couple of comments specifically about the roads. And it basically proves my point. I agree with you, Rick, 100%. The best snow removal on Michigan roads are done by local county road commissions that are contracted by the state already. This proves my point. MDOT doesn't plow the roads. They hire the local county road commissions with their plow trucks to do it. Well, if they can do the best job in plowing the snow, shouldn't they be the ones to do the repairs? Now, I got another one. This is funny. John and Julie down in Bay City. The road commission in Bay County likes to fill potholes during peak traffic hours. That is a political stunt. Remember Jennifer Granholm back in the day during one of her State of the State addresses? Oh, and by the way, I'm so sorry for all those orange barrels out there that you're seeing, because we're just fixing the roads. I know it's an inconvenience, but we're simply getting it done. Well, that's what they're doing during peak traffic hours. They want everybody to see and slow them down during peak traffic hours, controlling the flow of traffic, because the more traffic it is, the more you have to slow down in a construction zone, bringing attention to the fact that they're doing the work. That's a political ploy. When I was truck driving many, many years ago down south, they worked at night. They literally worked at night. They had these huge stadium lights, banks of lights on a trailer charged with a battery. On the front side was a solar panel. During the day, when it was very bright out, the solar panels would charge up, charge the batteries, and at night, usually after dark, after everybody was home, less traffic, they'd go out there and turn those big stadium lights on, and that's when they did their work. I think it was Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, I forget. Number one, it's cooler for the workers. Number two, there's no traffic. they're not at risk of getting hit by a vehicle. People are not inconvenienced for the repairs to be done, and they get more work done. It's that simple. I thought it was a great idea. Now, the only problem in Michigan, summertime, yeah, you probably get enough sunlight to charge up the batteries, to run the lights at night. But great idea. Why don't they do that? Work at night. Cliff Delaney. Duggan is a Democrat and an idiot. I'm not interested in anything any Dem supports. Okay, Cliff. Why don't you tell us how you really feel? Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Radio station got a press release this morning from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative applauds the United States signing new trade agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Argentina. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is one of the largest dairy cooperatives in the country based on milk production. We'd like to thank President Trump for the United States signing recent trade agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Argentina. The reciprocal trade agreements with those countries will build on the Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement, providing greater market access through reducing long-standing non-tariff barriers. Heidi Fisher, the board president of Edge, said, "We are encouraged by the new agreements on the reciprocal trade with these countries. What this means for our dairy community. These agreements help advance opportunities for dairy farmers across the nation by expanding access and eliminating these barriers. Additionally, the signing of a new trade deal with Argentina on reciprocal trade and investments eliminates tariffs on certain dairy products, including our milk powders, whey proteins, lactose, and other products. In addition, the agreement will provide for an annual tariff rate quota for U.S. tariff-free cheese exports to go into Argentina. Some additional important commitments outlined in the agreements for the U.S. dairy and agricultural communities: assurance that sanitary measures are science and risk-based and do not operate as a disguised restriction on bilateral trade. That means both in and out of both of our countries. Recognize and protect common meat and cheese names, and provides for a prohibition of any dairy facility registration requirements. Central and South America are critical markets for U.S. dairy, and agreements like these are especially encouraging as they could help pave the way for future growth and opportunities. EdgeDairy.com is their website. Now, I got a very simple question. How was it that we were able to enter into these new trade agreements with these three countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Argentina? Because, number one, of his ag secretary and Donald Trump putting tariffs on their goods coming into our country. This is exactly what Donald Trump is trying to accomplish with Canada. And politically speaking, he's using every single tool in his toolbox. They think they're just going to automatically open the Gordie Howe International Bridge. Nope. Sorry, I'm the president, and I got something to say about that. Don't know exactly how he would stop it from opening, but that's what he said he's going to do. Well, it got Governor Gretchen Whitmer's attention, it got Slotkin's attention, and it got the President of Canada, Prime Minister's attention, and guess what? Now they're going to have a sit-down. Can you imagine if we get rid of the tariffs on our dairy and cheese products going into Canada? Could you imagine that market increase for our dairy farmers? It would be absolutely huge. There's other tariffs that we got to work on as well, other items. But the dairy thing is a long-standing issue that they have been, frankly, Canada has been taking advantage of us for decades. This president is the only one willing to call them out and aggressively go after it. And again, say a prayer about the United States Supreme Court. Put it on these justices' hearts and minds that they have got to allow the president to continue using tariffs. Now, I think Donald Trump is of the position of the belief that tariffs are working. Financially, it's helping our country. It's putting him in a better negotiating position with these foreign countries. It is even stopping wars. I think if they rule against him, I think Donald Trump will tell the United States Supreme Court, well, thank you very much for your opinion, but I'm going to continue to do it. I don't know what they could do. What would be the enforcement to get him to stop? They're only the Supreme Court. They can come up with an opinion. Doesn't mean he has to follow it. Other presidents have done it in the past. Donald Trump, absolutely, like President William McKinley, absolutely understand what our founding fathers put tariffs in our Constitution for. And it's totally up to the president. Sorry, Congress, you don't have any say. So we'll continue following stories like these. Greatly appreciate Edge, the Dairy Farmer Cooperative, for sending us that story. Inside Radio, kind of an interesting story that was sent to the radio station. Cumulus Media, Westwood One. Well, radio is outperforming TV. Looking at the amount of money spent in 2025, travel industry is reporting $4 billion on ad spending in 2025. Well, 4% went to AM, FM radio. 18% went to TV. However, Cumulus Media, Pierre Bouvard, said that was a huge mistake. Comparison of radio media to TV finds that the profile of travel intenders most closely matches that of heavy AM, FM radio listeners. Additionally, podcasts, compared to those who are sitting stationary and watching TV. New markets are also going to digital audio. 10 U.S. markets now using digital radio as a way to get to more and more listeners. Digital meaning podcasts, things like that. One thing that they mentioned was return on investment. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Where did it go? John and Julie, Bay City. Cliff says, Canada has been screwing U.S. farmers since the 1980s. Yep. Actually, Jimmy Carter, 76 to 80. That's where it really started. Where did they go? Oh, here it is. Now, this is listeners down in Bay City area. Glad to hear that you're interviewing Jason Tunney tomorrow, 11 to 11:30. We'll be listening for sure. Well, he is potentially going to be their next state senator. Now, another thing they said, they just heard the ad for Kevin Kievsky on our radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As of yet, we haven't heard any radio ads for Kevin on any of the radio stations here in mid-Michigan. We're wondering if he has any plans to do so. We'd really like to hear more about him with some airtime here in this part of the state. Thanks, Randy, for all that you do every day. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you very much. Well, one thing that Kevin and I talked about is I produced this commercial for the radio station. He recorded the voice track. He emailed it to me. I then put it into the sound editing program, and I fixed some levels. I took out some air gaps, and I shortened it to 30 seconds, making it perfect for radio. Then I added some music behind it. Well, Kevin's campaign folks took those radio commercials I produced for them and turned them into TV ads. They used the radio ad as the voice track and then did some video behind it. He's been running those on the Fox News Channel and the Fox Business Channel. So I'm not really sure. As a matter of fact, I'll ask him on Friday's show. Kevin will be on with us from 11:15 to 11:30. I will ask him on Friday. Friday the 13th. Ooh, I didn't realize that. Well, of course, it's right before this Saturday, guys. You got 3 days. Saturday, Valentine's Day. And I know if the wife says, you don't have to get me anything. We've been married long enough. You don't have to get me anything. Get flowers. Fresh flowers. At your local florist, even if you have to get them at Meijer, it doesn't matter. Get flowers for this Saturday. Guaranteed to make her happy. Every woman on the planet loves flowers. Especially now that we're in this cabin fever winter, there's no color anywhere. The only thing that has any real color is the pine trees. Everything is this boring gray or brown and white covered snow. We need some color in our lives. So get those flowers, guys. Let's see, another short story. Can we get this one in real quick? You know what? We'll get this one started. Not really sure if we're going to be able to get through it, but we'll try. Governor Whitmer signs hell yes. Why does she have to swear? To K through 12 cell phone ban signing into law. Starting this fall, the use of cell phones in K through 12 public schools will be banned during instructional time. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the bipartisan legislation Tuesday morning at Waverly High School. The bill directs every K through 12 public school to create a local policy keeping phones out of the classrooms during lessons while giving districts flexibility in how the rules are to be enforced. In her speech before signing the bills into law, Whitmer said cell phones have become the most disruptive distraction in classrooms, citing research showing nearly half of the students spend 5 hours a day or more on their phones. She added that this excessive screen time is linked to increased anxiety and depression among teens. Whitmer also noted that similar policies adopted in other states have already led to improved behavior, stronger social interaction, and even higher academic performance. Oh, well, that's what's wrong with the Detroit public schools. You need to take away their cell phones. That's it. Well, signed into law. Question was asked, so will this new law work? Hell yes, it will, said Whitmer. What a potty mouth. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.